Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, Christian patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from Spokane, Washington. And hopefully you guys are having a blessed and a safe commute. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Yes. Yes.
Well, we've got plenty to share today, of course. I'm just glad to see the end of this week. Actually,
oh, yeah.
You know, what a tumultuous week. And it turned out better than we had expected with Trump.
Yes.
And so that was a huge plus that the Lord kept his hand over him, that, you know, he made it back home safely.
That's right.
He didn't get Gaddafi like we were worried about.
Yes.
I still have to say, looking back, that that was a very, very brilliant thing for him to do, to schedule that Mar-a-Lago event at 8:15 precisely, so that whatever plan, if they had any plans to detain him or, you know,
I'm sure they
prevent
would,
him from trying to go, that they knew that he had already told the world he'd be back home by 8:15.
they would love to have been able to hold him. I think they were actually really concerned. But, you know, here's the other thing, too. Who knows how many millions of people were praying for President Trump this
right.
week.
Yep.
And, you know, that just does so much. And so we're excited about that. And it seems like the left keeps making advances and they keep gaining ground and the conservatives don't. But that's not true. The conservatives, the patriots, are making there are victories, you know,
right.
in several different
right.
places. And some of them, we don't like how they came about. Like, for example, the bill in Idaho to prevent children from being sexually mutilated, you know, for this transgender thing. You can't do that to a child in Idaho now.
Yep. Hooray.
The governor signed it. Governor Little is no hero at all to American conservative Christian patriots. He signed it only after doing a poll. Call into my office and, you know, press 1 if you want to support this bill, press 2, and then I'll make my decision from there. So he's making an executive position on something, such a critical thing, based on a poll. And so that's a very scary place to be. However, there was a victory there. The law's in place. And things like this are happening across the country. You know, in Tennessee, they had this riot with this transsexual rights riot, basically. 3 legislators, Democrats, in Tennessee participated in that riot.
Right.
They
yep.
just got booted. Tennessee House votes to oust Democrat who joined insurrection mob at the state capitol. And she looks like a real winner. I think it's a she. My instincts are telling me it's a she, but looking at the pictures, you know,
can be kind of hard to tell
these days. And I just got word that that two more just got schwacked, and they're booted from the legislature.
Yep, they're expelled.
Yeah, and but look at this. More transvestite terrorism. This is at the Liberty Daily. A former Colorado Springs student arrested for planning a mass murder. It's William, who likes to be called Lily.
Oh,
so,
boy.
There's definitely a strong spirit, an antichrist spirit that's on the move at the political level, at the social level, with economics and all of that. So we're excited that God said, look for the signs of my soon coming. This is what the world's going to look like.
Right.
Now, we don't like to see it look that ugly, but it also means he's coming soon. So we're excited about that going into, you know, Passover, you know,
yes.
weekend and his
yep,
resurrection
right. with
on
today
Sunday.
Today being Good Friday.
I know. It's just so many blessings out there. For
yep,
sure.
absolutely. And I was especially happy to see that The conservatives are demanding that the Republican prosecutors charge Joe Biden and his relatives with corruption in the wake of the Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg charging Trump.
Yeah.
And the Biden charges would involve long simmering charges of foreign corruption. So, woohoo, go after them.
Yep.
And
take them down.
You know, it's kind of interesting because the leaders who have arrested their political opponents in the past have been Stalin, Hitler, and Mao Zedong, and now Biden.
Yes.
Right? You know, he fits right in that little category. And so how peculiar is that?
Right.
You know, and especially like we were saying yesterday that El Salvador and Mexico are now looking down on us
right.
and our justice system that is so corrupt, it's beyond corrupt. And you know, like you said, there's things happening, even though we've only got the House. We've only got the House, but they're managing to do, I think they're getting some stuff done.
They actually are holding a pretty big stick that they're able to shove into the spokes of the communist, globalist, Marxist, Leninist regime.
That's right.
And so, you know, there's some hope there. We're not placing our hope in man, of course, but we are called to govern.
Right.
You know, and
do it correctly.
And especially in the United States, this isn't the Roman Empire where you get a Caesar gets to make all the calls. This is a government of the people, by the people, for the people, which means we are responsible for governance here.
Right.
And that means, you know, step up. So we do have to be involved. But anyway, what do we got for the word of the day, Lady Liberty?
Well, okay. So we've got the random turning of the word of the day that comes to us for Fired Up Friday from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 32, that reads, "He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city." And that's it. And that's an interesting proverb because, you know, when we're talking about all of this corruption and who's actually, you know, actually got the strength in God's eyes.
Yes.
That's interesting to read that.
Yeah, it is.
And especially when the definition of meek is gentle strength, you know,
right.
having the heart and the courage and the wherewithal to bring it when you need to.
Right.
But also not always have that be your go-to emotion, you know.
Yes.
It's like when you've got the anger, but it's under control.
It's like a tender strength.
Right.
I've always thought, and I know pretty much everybody's probably seen this, the storm on the horizon on the open prairie, and there's a cowboy on a horse with a little tiny baby calf,
yep.
you know, kind of straddling across the... He obviously, the picture, you know, is worth 1,000 words. He obviously had to go and get this calf by itself. He rescued it. And took it. So, you know, it's this tough cowboy on a horse riding across the plains with this helpless little tiny baby calf that somehow got separated.
That's right.
And, you know, and you could see like his, you know, leather gloved hands are holding on to it. And it's just like, there's so much strength there, but it's a tender strength. When I saw that, I'm like, that's what meek looks like.
That was the greatest description. That was the fact that description that you and I we both read that and that's the one that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And it described the whole definition of a meek person, and the example that they used was a rancher. I thought that was perfect because you know it's so true. So much is needed to keep everything together with with livestock, especially.
Oh,
my
yeah.
goodness, you know, and so yeah, I really got the same from that with as
right.
you did, you know, and well
that's cool.
So,
that's a good scripture, and it's a short and easy one. Hey, instead of just reading it and meditating on it, how about a challenge? Memorize that one.
That's right.
You memorize a scripture. I have a hard time memorizing scriptures, but that one's short enough.
Well, and, you know, that's why I've got so many hanging on our walls
yes.
here, you know, in our house, because I can never remember the name of the, you know, the number of the verse.
Yes.
You know, I was like, what was that? I mean, I can generally remember it you know, the general context, but never the number in the verse. So, but anyway, that's a good one to do that. It's short and, don't be quick to wrath. So good thing.
I like it. Yep. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick break here then. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com. And we're grateful for them. They are helping to get people rapture ready, and it is coming down to the wire. So what an awesome ministry to have at this time where we're at in this day and age.
No kidding.
But until then, we have costs, and we have to stay on the air. Well, we feel called to, but it depends on you guys. This is listener supported. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on Donate to RFR and find the different ways that you can support us. And prayerfully consider doing that. And we appreciate you who do. And we ask those of you who don't support us, if we're worth 25 cents or 50 cents a show, then we appreciate that. Okay, let's take a break. Come back with segment two. We've got some audio clips lined up and hopefully enough time for a little briefing from Lady Liberty with a congresswoman visiting the area. So,
oh, yes, that's right.
We'll see if we can get to that. All right, guys, stick around. We'll be back right after the break.
I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message.
In the schools, textbooks are rewritten to tell the communist version of history.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have
to change the meaning of words like religion and duty and democracy. The communists set out to brainwash the people.
Do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and 6-hour pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back to The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. This is segment two, brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And now is the time to be expeditious about that. And you can learn more. Maybe you got some of your basics covered, but you want to go a little deeper, explore some topics that a lot of other people might not be covering. It's prepping2-0.com is the website. All right, Lady Liberty, we've got this great Trump clip. I think that's what you wanted to hit on first.
Oh, right. Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. And now we did play a considerable amount of President Trump's speech the day before yesterday. And one of the things that we keyed in on, but we want to revisit, is his statement about what it is they're actually trying to pin on him.
Right. Because today they're going to be subpoenaing his Secret Service for the case of the Mar-a-Lago raid,
the classified document fiasco.
And so, oh my gosh, to think that now they're subpoenaing his Secret Service members just shows that this ongoing harassment of the president is really, really ridiculous. But this, in this clip here, Trump explains why. And so go ahead and listen now.
Apparently they're not looking at me through the view of the Non-Criminal Presidential Records Act. They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death. Even though that has absolutely nothing to do with openly taking boxes of documents and mostly clothing and other things to my home, which President Obama has done, the Bushes have done, Jimmy Carter's done, Ronald Reagan has done. Everybody's done. In fact, Hillary Clinton got rid of 33,000 emails, and that was okay. But nobody's done it like Joe Biden.
And so that is a very important statement, that the Espionage Act includes the death penalty. That is precisely what all of the evil communists would love to throw at Trump.
Yes.
And the problem being that here is Hunter Biden and Joe Biden with 1,850 boxes of these same classified documents that he's not willing to give back. What, did he already sell them to China?
Right.
You know, that they're no longer in his possession, and so he's claiming that they're in Chinatown to be able to have some kind of a way of hiding them and not having to give them back. And we already know that the bank records show that, oh, mysteriously, the Chinese are paying them for something. And
That's right.
So, you know, and they need to be careful, because what they're doing with Trump and trying to always blame the other person for the same things they're doing.
Right.
And then how they choose to prosecute that is going to come back and get Biden's, because if they're going to use the Espionage Act against Trump, we can use the Espionage Act against Biden's as well.
Well, because you're right. And another thing, too, the other thing that makes this a double-edged sword is going back to what Bragg is trying to do in New York City. Cash Patel said, "I want Donald Trump and company to bleed Alvin Bragg dry over the next 2 years of discovery." When you can bash somebody on the news and CNN and MSNBC and everybody else are complicit and they'll help you do it, to demonize somebody, to disparage somebody, personal attacks and everything else. When you take it into the courts,
yep,
then you're opening it up to discovery. Then his defense team can then start subpoenaing every related document, every email, every phone conversation that Bragg had with any foreign entities Soros,
yep,
or anybody else that was involved. If you want to play that game, it can, through discovery, can completely expose and annihilate everything that they're trying to accomplish by going after Trump. It's like walking up to somebody and just popping a hand grenade and standing there and holding it in your own hand because you're trying to hurt them with it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, it's going to get them too. So,
well, and rightfully so, because as we know, they are the ones who are the criminals.
Right.
They're the ones who refuse to obey the law. In fact, Trump even mentioned that in his Mar-a-Lago address the other day when he got back from New York, when he said, you know, there's, of course, the Fourth Amendment and the unreasonable search and seizure protection. However, he said, they don't follow the law.
Right.
And so therefore that makes them the criminals. And so they do need to be prosecuted. And so we've also got this other clip here from Chad Wolf, the previous director of the Department of Homeland Security. And now the contrast between the current Department of Homeland Security loser who is doing nothing but facilitating a communist takeover of this country.
Talking about Mayorkas.
Yep. And the difference between Mayorkas and Chad Wolf is astonishing. Listen here to a real director of Homeland Security.
There were reports that under the Trump administration, there were also several incursions by these balloons, supposedly.
Yeah.
But then other officials came out and said, no, there weren't. Trump said, you know, I've never heard of this before. But
yeah,
then
I've never heard of it. Not during the Trump administration. You know, from my perspective as the former leader of Homeland Security, we saw what they were doing with visas. We saw what they were doing with buying critical infrastructure and doing a variety of things. So, yeah. So what keeps me up at night when I think about long-term threats to the homeland, long-term, it's certainly China and the CCP. There's no other border in the world that is treated like our southern border is treated. That you think that you can walk across the Russian border and 250,000 people can just walk across and be like, I'm here, I'd like to stay. Absolutely not. I have a fence around my house. Can people jump over the fence? Sure they can, right? But it's there for deterrence. It's there for me to protect people inside my house, the loved ones. There's a gate. There's a right way to come into my property. It's through. I got two gates. You come in through the gates. Come in through the front door. We'll have a discussion on whether I want to let you in or not.
Yeah, exactly. Except there are borders of nations that are just like the current state of the United States, and that's Europe. And look where that led them.
Right.
When they were invaded by Islamic and African nations with their borders blown wide open, their arms wide open, all in the name of compassion for helping this mass migration movement, which is exactly what Mayorkas is calling what's happening on our southern border, not an invasion. He's saying it's a mass migration movement, and we're trying to provide shelter for all of those people. It's this catastrophic event that we must deal with. We have to house them instead of sealing the border.
Right.
Well, look what happened in Europe. Violent crime, rape. There are no-go zones where not even police and EMS and fire can go because they'll be attacked by Muslims. And so you get a bunch of people that don't want to assimilate into your country, hundreds of thousands.
With plans of taking over.
Yeah, millions of them flooding across your border. That's an invasion. These people are culpable.
Can we even describe our dismay at the current leader in Scotland? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. The first Muslim, prime minister or president, whatever it is, of Yousaf. That's his name. Humza Yousaf, who's now the head of Scotland, of all things, who said there are too many whites in the
in parliament. Scotland.
Yeah, in the parliament there in Scotland.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and so I'm so grateful that my grandfather left Scotland for the United States. They voted to stay in the European Union. They voted. I mean, I don't know what's wrong with them, but God bless the USA. That's
no,
all I can say.
No kidding. I would have to agree with that. But the fact that Chad Wolf, I mean, his whole demeanor is American, right?
Oh, yeah.
And he was totally on point with the fact that it's called protecting the country.
That's right.
You know, and the fact that they're looking at Chinese purchasing farmland, balloons. And he said, you know, I especially like that he pointed out that they did not ever have any Chinese spy balloons coming through while Trump was president. He said,
right.
He said that is not true at all.
Well, they tried playing it down like, oh, this is not the first time this has happened. This has happened under every other administration.
Yeah, they flat out lied.
No, that's what they do.
As always.
Yeah, exactly.
And another important part here of speaking of China is this thing going on with China thinking that they can threaten our House Speaker McCarthy into not talking to Taiwan. I mean, China, Xi is actually
right.
Telling McCarthy, you shouldn't be talking to them, and acting like he has any say over anything we do.
Oh, yeah. So
in
this country. We will respond accordingly if you visit Taiwan.
Well, and so they instead, they did a smart thing. They had the leader of Taiwan come over to California and met there. And basically Representative Pete Aguilar, Democrat of California, and also the chair of the House Democratic Caucus, said he told President of Taiwan Tsai Ing-wen that the House Democrats will never abandon this relationship and will work hand in glove with the Biden administration to affirm our commitment because we understand the unique and vital role that Taiwan plays in the region. And then alluding to the Chinese threats, Representative Mike Gallagher, Republican from Wisconsin, chair of the House China Select Committee, said the bipartisan delegation intended to send a simple message, and that is, we are not afraid. And he also said, we support our friends in Taiwan. We're going to keep saying that We're going to keep saying that whenever we have the opportunity, and we're going to turn those words into action because Taiwan is a small, very bright candle burning at the edge of a vast authoritarian darkness. Mm-hmm. And so China is really, really getting bold, thinking they can tell our elected representatives and congressmen what they can and cannot do.
Yeah, I'm not so sure how warm and fuzzy I feel about McCarthy not going over there. And so instead, the president of Taiwan's going to go to California, of all places, and meet with Democrats, of all people.
It was bipartisan. And so,
oh, good. Okay.
But, it's this whole Chinese push that we're seeing. And then the CCP threats continued after that as well. And so it says here that China will not sit idly by in the face of blatant provocation and will most likely take necessary and resolute actions in response to the unwanted situation, the email said from the Chinese embassy. And it basically was a threatening email that was sent to the members of the delegation warning them to cancel the event even while they were en route.
Well, they sure like throwing threats around a lot.
Oh, right.
Threatening action.
Yep.
All the time. Well, those are authoritarians who aren't getting their way. And, that's just too bad. But they are building up their military so quickly. Xi Jinping, or President 11, XI, has renewed his calls for the people and for the military to prepare for war.
Yep, that's right.
Straight up. And, they're not kidding. You got to take them seriously, take them at their word. And unfortunately, more and more reports are showing how inadequately the United States is prepared for that eventuality.
Well, exactly. And in fact, China declared it will board, this is their recent declaration, China declared it will board ships in the Taiwan Strait. And Taiwan says it will resist. So that is the latest update for today.
Boy, here we go. Yep. Yeah, they're on the wrong side of everything. Palestinian two-state solution and Taiwan, China one-state solution.
Yes.
It's just, my goodness. Well, you guys have a blessed weekend and a great Passover and Resurrection Day. And join us Monday morning right here at 7 a.m.
That's right. Don't just have a good Friday. Have a fantastic Good Friday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.